Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Nicole Hannah-Jones, creator of the 1619 Project from the New York Times Magazine. The project makes a case that you don't often hear in history textbooks, that slavery was foundational to America. So it wasn't surprising that we ignited a fierce debate among historians about these issues. But that's the power of the New York Times, to spark an important dialogue with bold, rigorous reporting that forces us to examine our assumptions. To learn more, go to nytimes.com/worthit.
Hi, I'm Imri, the host of the Wannabe Podcast, the podcast that takes you from where you are now to where you want to be in 30 minutes or less. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. I'm so excited that you're here. Just a quick reminder that if you are enjoying this podcast as it's coming to the end of its season, I would encourage you to share it with a friend and leave a rating and review on iTunes so that I can know exactly what you want to happen next season. I've also been doing some Twitter polls, so I would love it if you would go and follow and engage with those as well, because I want to make sure that next season is really directional, really focused, and really helps you get to, well, where you want to be. We're only a few days away from Shout Out Live Radical Women, sponsored by Spotify, and I'm allowed to share the £10 off code on the podcast, finally! So this Saturday, you can learn how to record, edit, and script your future podcast. Connect with the commissioning editors at Spotify, the BBC, and Audible. You can ask the leading women in podcast questions about growing your audience, and you can attend a social media strategy workshop and learn how to speak to your audience directly. More importantly, you will learn how to get your podcast sponsored by Acast, the team behind my Bose, Estee Lauder, and NHS campaigns. You do not want to miss this, and I would love, love, love to have you in the room, not only because it's a fantastic day and I really put so much work into this lineup to make sure that you can walk away and create the very best podcast that you can create had you not come. And also, I'm doing a live show and it's my final one of 2018, and I really would love to see listeners show up and really just connect with me on a personal level, because actually I'm so much better in person. To get tickets, head to solivefestival.com, that's solivefestival.com, and use code RADWOMEN18, that's RADWOMEN18, to get £10 off. Also, this will be in the show notes, so just go to the show notes and just copy and paste what you need to copy and paste in it. This week's guest is Chidera Egeru, also known as the Slum Flower. She's an award-winning blogger, TEDx speaker, and presenter. Her blog, The Slum Flower, addresses the subjects of female empowerment, self-confidence, self-love, black hair, fashion, and self-exploration. Described as a millennial mastermind by Elle Magazine, Chidera was recently the only British girl to make it on the BuzzFeed's 30 Black Girls You Should Follow on Instagram list. Her first book, What a Time to Be Alone, is going to be published this month. In today's episode, the Slum Flower and I share why it's essential that you have varied interests that you draw inspiration from when you're creating your online presence. We discuss the pressure she felt to conform to the flat tummy tea craze on Instagram. She says what she believes are the key ingredients to having brands pitch to her. We also touch on the art of pitching brands and why it's essential you know the value you're offering. She'll tell you what it takes to cultivate a community and what she's doing to ensure they stick with her. And she debunks the idea that thousands of followers equals money in the bank. Podcasting is now becoming like this groundswell, which is exciting because it means that we're in a space where there's now lots and lots of opportunity. And then, yeah, it's so easy to just be like, oh my God, this person's doing this, this person's doing this, this person's doing this. What does that sound like? And I remember like I nearly took out the whole network because I was just drowning in comparison.
But then, do you know what? Funny enough, I saw a tweet today and that really motivated me to go for the podcast thing, where I saw that someone said that like how everyone's starting a podcast now. Back in the day, people were like, let's start a band. There was times when so many people were in a band, like in their parents' garage. Like, this is like an American white boy thing. I can't relate. First of all, I cannot relate. Which band? Which garage? Yeah, I live in Peckham. It's not garage or band. But I've been seeing a lot of that. There was times in the 80s and 70s, everybody was in a band. And
like,
everybody wanted to be, you know, streamed on radio and on TV. So it's the equivalent to that. It's just about just do it. My friend, just do it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, it's easy to get caught up, and we get pictures all the time that's like, I want to do what you're doing, but with my voice or my, I'm like, no, like go into isolation, go into like dark tunnel zone and just think, what do you actually want to create? Like,
because
I'm fairly certain what you want to create is not what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to do? So we're having those conversations and we're now like re-educating and like helping people come to find their own voices within this space, which is really exciting and really fun. But yeah, I can definitely relate to that, like not being so consumed in social media, because I will get into an Instagram K-hole. Like,
listen.
Oh my God, this person's doing this and this.
I'm like, this person's
here.
Pregnant. I'm like, I want to be pregnant now. It's like babies are the new Birkin bags now. Literally, baby bumps are like the new thing.
Oh my God.
Like you're actually styling up your bump. Like, and then they do those pictures where like they post the before picture with the baby.
Yeah.
And they post the after picture holding the baby. And I'm like, wow, like this is actually a handbag, but a baby. I want one. Can I get two?
I'm finished.
And I follow loads of like, listen, there's some obscure things going on my Instagram. I follow loads of like giving birth accounts.
Okay.
Because you know what? It's actually very beautiful to see that process. I don't know. I've always had a thing of like, I used to want to be a midwife
Instagram
when I was a child.
Instagram lets you do that?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't show all the stuff, but it just shows like the moment when the baby's out or like really cute moments when the mom's like, holding the child. It's like, oh, this is cute.
I mean, I like some weird art, but Jesus.
But you know what? The good thing about having obscure and really relatively strange interests on the internet is that those are the places where your inspiration comes from.
Absolutely.
In ways that people cannot even try to imitate. Because it's like, you don't even know that I could have been inspired by literally seeing a baby like leap out of its mother. And like, that has taught me to just go for things. And like, it could be just something so random and unrelated. But
yeah.
I learned that from going to university. So I went to London College of Fashion and I studied a fashion design development degree. And they always taught us that in order to do research properly, you've got to look at everything except for the one thing that is your theme.
Yeah.
Or else you're only going to regurgitate what's on the runway or regurgitate what's already made. So let's say like you're trying to, like your theme is East meets West, which is like the most corny theme. Just go look at fish or go look at like wallpaper. Go look at things that are so unrelated and try to extract meaning from it. And that's what I try to do. And that's why I feel like my work remains organic, because I try to extract meaning from the most unpredictable places.
That's beautiful.
And everybody can do that. Everybody. If you want to stand out, just be unpredictable.
Yeah. I found that I didn't know my interests were as obscure until I told other people.
What are your obscure interests? I've told you about mine.
Okay,
giving
so
birth.
There's this like, really. So I actually post some of them on my personal Instagram now because I just don't give a crap what anyone has to say. And people, I've lost followers because my art is too weird.
You make art. Oh, your art interests.
No, it's just the interest. I can't make shit. But like, there's this one thing that I really want to post. I haven't posted it yet, that I found, which is like this guy had like skinned a peen.
Okay.
It's just like this skin veiny thing that just is like animated and it jumps around. It's disgusting. And I live.
Well, I follow loads of weird accounts. Like there's this account called What's Dot On.
Ooh.
It's WATTS and then .ON. And they post the most like strange but exciting things. It's like, wow, I wish my brain could function like that, you know. Like I clearly don't have the range, but I enjoy this.
I enjoy
it. I hear
it
you,
ma'am.
Do you know what? If I was you, I would be posting.
I'm gonna post it, you know. I'm just waiting. I just need to know that certain people just are prepared. I just
or
need to, like
creating something that
I'm
somehow
building
links
up to it.
To wannabe and like
it's not gonna be a wannabe thing. It's definitely like a personal
peen.
Account. Like, nah, that's
wannabe skin peen.
Wannabe is nice and clean and wholesome. Imri can be a hot mess. But yeah, no, I definitely hear you on having those like really obscure things and drawing the inspiration, because I think that is the thing. No one can replicate your formula because they don't know where you're
exactly
what it is that you're consuming makes it so interesting,
bro.
And so people have like actually said that about guests on the show, for example. They're like, how do you find these people? I'm like, I'm actually looking
like I'm actually doing the work.
I'm actually like interested by a lot of things.
like when you're interested in what you do, you tend to find things that match your interests.
Exactly. So who knows, people do some work, like come on. So I want to get to something that's been really challenging for you. I'm not sure what's been challenging for you. You seem happy all the time.
Do I?
You do.
I look like I seem like I'm always mad about something. Like either about men or just about life.
I feel like that's kind of part of the whole thing, though. But then you're like, you'll post something really like, men are trash. And then it will be, I love myself. I'm looking like a butterfly queen.
Oh,
and
that's
like,
so me. Yeah. So you like, got it spot on.
Yeah.
That's literally me.
It's literally like that and then that. So I just want to know, like, has there ever been a moment in your quest to be famous where you're like, oh, screw it. I just want to quit. Like, this is long.
Do you know what it is? It's like less about me wanting to be famous and more about me wanting to actually find substance in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Being famous is something that is like the icing. Because whether I was famous or not, I'm actually enjoying my human experience because I'm trying to find meaning and stuff and I'm trying to make sense of what life has presented me with. Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, I think why I always wanted to be famous as a kid was because I just really enjoyed the whole lifestyle of being able to do what you want. Like, cause I have a very, like, my mom tells me what to do a lot. So I'm like, my only way to be free is to be famous. And so it's just in my mind that fame for me is a sense of freedom, That might not necessarily be true anymore because I think freedom comes with responsibility. So you aren't necessarily free if you do have freedom because then you still have to behave in a way that doesn't actually manipulate or come at the expense of other people. So you've got to minimize the amount of harm created on other people with all this freedom you have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a whole different responsibility in itself to be famous. It's just the other edge of the sword, I think.
Yeah.
I forgot what the question was.
The question was, have you ever felt like you just wanted to give it up or just like, nah.
Do you know when I wanted to give up? Was when I saw that tummy tea was a thing on Instagram and I was like, oh.
What, flat tummy tea?
Yeah, like when people started selling flat tummy tea and I was like, oh. Because I personally don't agree with flat tummy tea. I don't like the idea of it personally. So I just feel like it's harmful.
Yeah.
But then so many people are making money off posting it. And I'm like, you know what? Like, the world is already harmful as it is. I might as well. But then I'm like, you know what? I stand for more than just tummy tea. So I was wrestling with myself about the fact that it's so easy to be out here just selling tummy tea and just gathering bare followers and just like, whip. It was just an easy route. Or I could use the hard route, which is standing for what I believe in and doing it my way by being myself, because being yourself makes the journey just bare long, like it just longs out the journey.
Yeah,
because
and I'm so glad you admitted that, because
it's so
really
true.
Hard.
It's really hard to be yourself every day. It's like, oh, I've got to be authentic, damn it. Like,
yeah,
oh, man, authenticity is such a responsibility, because if you aren't being yourself and you're doing it the way the world wants you to do it, you're more likely to gain success quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But then the thing about the world and success is that it's all temporary. The world doesn't even know what it wants. The world just adapts to what's popping and what's hot. So if you actually give yourself time and if you actually believe in yourself enough, you'll be popping eventually and you won't have to bow to what the world wants. The world will be bound to what you want, e.g. Cardi B, where I believe that she has maintained herself throughout this whole time. She's been the same person.
Yeah.
And the world is now adapting to her. Like, she is out here doing her thing. That's what I mean by, like, do you know how many years she was a stripper for? She's been doing this for years. Like, she's still the same person who can't pronounce words right and who's still out here performing and just doing all the things and maintaining all her quirks. And that's why I feel like being yourself is the biggest risk of all, but it comes with the most rewards.
Yeah. I agree.
So when I do feel like giving up, I'm like, nope, we're not doing that today. We got things to do. We got bags to snatch. We got wigs to rip off. Like, we've got things to do.
Yeah. I hear you on that. Being yourself is the hardest thing to do. And like, I'm now getting like really into the whole, nah, that's actually not something Imri would do. Actually, I have to go third person with it. I'm like, hey, well, I can get this. No, Imri doesn't like it.
You
actually
think
don't
what you
like
for.
This. Yeah. And it is. It's now starting to kind of pay off gradually. And it does. And when it pays off quickly. Like,
girl,
the rewards are there. So it is nice. But yeah, it's definitely hard to be like, nah, but this is who I am. I'm not the kind of person.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
that's going to drag someone. That's not who I am. It's not how I work. Like, my body just doesn't react well to that kind of thing. Mm. I'm actually not out here on social media. I'm like a hermit. I like Netflixing. So yeah, I've had to really accept, like, yeah, no, that's not me. And FA's always trying to say, oh, you should do this. And I'm like, nah, actually, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be chill right here.
I hear that.
So yeah, like, I'm just kind of following all of those little threads of like, oh, I'm interested over here, and I'll just follow it. And I'm that's all right. Like, yeah, so I definitely am very much inspired by your journey as well. Because
thank you.
I think what is so nice to see is that.
This is Nicole Hannah-Jones, creator of the 1619 Project from the New York Times Magazine. The project makes a case that you don't often hear in history textbooks, that slavery was foundational to America. So it wasn't surprising that we ignited a fierce debate among historians about these issues. But that's the power of the New York Times, to spark an important dialogue with bold, rigorous reporting that forces us to examine our assumptions. To learn more, go to nytimes.com/worthit.
You just don't care. Like, you just are out here loving yourself, like, wholly and fully. And it is, like, honestly the most inspiring thing to watch. I'm like, damn, I need to love myself on Slumflower levels, you know? Like, I feel like I love myself.
We can't actually afford to care, you know? Caring is actually becoming too expensive in this economy.
Exactly.
Like, we're leaving the EU. Too much is going on. Like, we need to actually make the effort to love ourselves as much as possible while we still have the physical resources to do so. So
it's
for
true.
Me, I'm like, listen, I've beaten so many odds to even be here. Like, every single day I cheat death without even knowing, without even noticing. Like, do you know how many times a plane could have landed on my head randomly? You know those stories you read in like Daily Mail where it's like, oh, man.
Isn't 42, that like one in a million?
Man 42 dies in pub, helicopter lands on his head. That could be me, bruv. But it's not me for a reason, because God still wants me to be here snatching wigs. And that's okay. I'm living in my purpose, snatching wigs. So for me, every single day I'm like, I want to live with intention.
Yeah.
I want to be here and I want to be like, I'm really enjoying my human experience. I'm really enjoying recovering from all these L's. Like, do you know how sweet it is, yeah? When you catch an L and then you recover from the L and you're just living loudly and you're like, you know what?
Yes.
That L was good because it's giving my life context now. And I'm like, I'm just so joyous because y'all thought I would die from that L. But I'm back. I've risen, ho.
I'm just
it's
doing
so great.
Just doing a little Michelle Obama dance.
yeah.
Snaps to that. Because you're so right. Like, yeah, there's been times where life could have just taken me up. Like,
listen,
easily, and I would have been the one to take myself out. So, you know, it's nice, you're right, to bounce back and be like, actually, I've bounced back even stronger than you thought I would have done. So that's cool. I wanted to go really quickly into the more technical aspects of your day today. And that is just because I know that there are going to be people listening that just want to be like influencer life, right? So how much of your work is you pitching yourself? And how much of it is
other people approaching you?
And when did that shift become more one than the other?
So there was a time when I used to do bare pitching and just get aired. So what I used to do, right? I used to be that really annoying influencer that would just DM loads of brands. I'll just copy and paste the image, copy and paste the message that I sent to one brand and just change like the name of the person. I'm like, hi. And I didn't know how transparent my approach was, but they could obviously tell that I'm just trying to get clothes or wigs off them.
Yeah.
And they just, girl, we all got our vices. They could tell I was trying to get some wigs or clothes, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even reply. I'll just see scene and I'm like, wow, it is well. It is well. But why that strategy didn't work is because I wasn't offering them the value that I was trying to get off them. I didn't know that at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I reached a point where I just stopped pitching and I just started working on myself. And I was like, because I got too caught up in trying to have so much going on. So I looked like I was living a successful life.
Mm.
But I was met with a lot of disappointment when my pitches wouldn't return any success to me because I was getting aired because I didn't know how to approach people properly.
Yeah.
And it was good that I was aired because I had to learn to actually approach brands properly, because a lot of brands get it wrong as well when they approach influencers.
Yeah.
Especially new brands, they don't know how to approach influencers or people that they want to work with.
Yeah.
And that often creates a really bad impression on them, because first impressions literally last. And so I had to learn essentially to tighten up the way that I speak to people and actually just go back and build value on myself rather than focusing on trying to be liked by brands, because brands are always going to exist and brands are always going to be looking for new people that can Absolutely. Make their money. So if I'm not cool for you now, I'll be cool later. Because me, there have been so many brands here that I DM'd them like, hi, and then I was left on scene, and then suddenly they're now in my inbox doing hi. So it's like those full turnaround moments are incredible. But now I do get a lot of brands that are just approaching me now. So
yeah,
these days I don't even have to pitch for things, you know. I just check my inbox and see what's popping in the inbox and what I want to say yes and no to.
Yeah.
So I'm trying not to take on too much for myself. But that shift really, really occurred ending of last year. That was when stuff went from me trying to pitch to people pitching at me.
Do you know what caused that change?
It was the consistency. People knew what I stood for. And the thing is, people talk. So if people know what you stand for and you've been standing for it for a while, you might not be interesting maybe 3 months ago, but 4 months later when the values change or the conversation changes, suddenly you're relevant to that conversation and people are like, oh, this person does this, we should hit her up. And then that's how people start reaching out to me, because remember that social attitudes are changing and the landscape is changing too. So things that were cool and valuable then aren't really cool and valuable anymore now. People are looking for people that stand for something and people that can offer lasting substance beyond just having large followers. And that's why people like me hold a lot more value than I did maybe 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, that's really cool. How do you... I want to know something really... It's going to sound really specific, but it shouldn't. But because you have like... You do have a very large following. You have like a huge platform and a massive reach, right? So how do you translate that into, I guess, how do you translate your list, your follower base into something meaningful for you? Do you have like a mailing list? Do you put them on your website? Like
I know what you're saying.
Where are you driving these people to?
I'm driving people to, one, my book, and two, I'm trying to create legacy through a long-term approach. So I'm not trying to immediately ask people for stuff. I've noticed that the more you give people, the more they want to give you. And when I announced my book, so many people were like, oh my gosh, it's time, finally.
Yeah.
But if I had taken an approach where I was constantly asking people for stuff or constantly making people feel like they should pay for my stuff and give me stuff, they wouldn't have been as excited.
Yeah.
And so... Also, just to clear things up, I don't actually make that much money. As someone who has loads of followers, like I'm almost on 100k followers on Instagram. I don't have 100k in the bank. I don't even have 10k right now. But the thing is, I want to be transparent about that, because
that's important.
People have this misconception that if you have a blue tick and like a bag of followers, then you have a bag of money in the bank. It's not even the case at all, because people like me are only just learning how to negotiate and fend for ourselves.
Absolutely.
A lot of people have a lot of followers but don't know how to negotiate and fend for themselves. So they'll be getting into panels and deals where they don't even know they could have asked for way more, because the influencer, quote unquote, influencer community, it's not really much of a community. Like, people aren't really sharing stuff about, you know, to ask for when people approach you. Like, how do you ask for money and how much should I be paid if I'm at this particular level of following? Like, no one's really talking about it. And so everyone is like learning too late. Like, all your favorite influencers were undervalued for a long time.
Mm.
And it's just the rite of passage, really. So for me, I don't mind being undervalued, because once I clock my value, it's over for everyone. And I don't mind. Like, it's like, it reached a point where you actually make back what you lost all those years.
That is so
true. I'm happy with being patient, because when I finally do reach that point where I've clocked the game, I'll be securing bags and I won't have to worry about, you know, the 5 or 8 or however many years I was spent being undervalued, because it will finally pay off. And so I think why I don't mind having that mindset is because I'm doing it for more than just money.
Yeah.
Like, it genuinely excites me. And also, I don't really leave my house much. If I don't have to leave my house, I'm not leaving my house. I'm not pointlessly leaving my house. Like, I'm not doing that. And that's how I save money. Because listen, you just sneeze and you've lost £10 from your account. And living in London, like, you just have to sneeze. You haven't even touched your oyster yet. You just sneeze and your money has gone. So for me, don't invite me anywhere. Don't invite me anywhere, bruv. Don't invite me anywhere unless I'm going to be, you know, experiencing something that will shift my perspective.
Yeah.
So even if my friends are asking me to hang out, I'll actually hang out, you know, because my friends are women that inspire me. So that's worth me leaving my house. Like, if I'm leaving my house, it's got to add value to my head. That's how I view it, because a girl is trying to save money. Like, this influence you're looking at is not making that much money. And the thing is, I don't want to pretend that I make a lot of money. So that's why I don't try to, you know, portray a lifestyle that I don't have. I'm always rotating the same 3 wigs. Like, it's the same wig. It's not a different wig. It's the same wig. And if you see a wig on my head, I didn't pay for it. It was for free. Like, I managed to haggle that wig. I'm not even being paid to promote it. And I'm okay with that. Because I'm like trying to learn to develop relationships. And sometimes it's not always about money, you know. Like, for me, if someone offers to make me a wig for free, I'm not charging them to promote that wig because I need hair, bruv. Like,
yeah.
You've got to see things beyond money. Same Absolutely. Way if someone offers you to give them your time, to give you their time, and their time involves them doing something for you, like helping you set up equipment or helping you run something.
Yeah.
That is value being exchanged. We don't have to look at value as just money.
Absolutely.
Because as much as money is one kind of value, there are other kinds of value, like time, which is the most valuable thing. So if you're able to see long-term, beyond making money, you will last, my friend, because money is temporary as hell. And it's like, you can have all the money, but you're not going to have the influence you want or the longevity that you want. So ultimately, it goes back to, what do you want? For me, I want legacy and longevity. And that involves being broke for a very long time, but being happily broke, knowing that you're doing what you love and you're reaching people. And these people that you're reaching, they're gagging to give you money. They're just waiting for you to create something that they'll be able to be like, thank Absolutely. You.
Yeah.
And that's why I've made this book finally. Like I know exactly why I've chosen to do it at this particular point.
That's good. No. What is the name of the book for anyone listening?
It's called... What a time to be alone.
What a name.
How refreshing is Chidera's honesty? I'm not sure about you all, but I enjoyed learning a bit more about what it takes to be an influencer today. On Wednesday, we talk about Chidera's childhood goals, more about why she wrote What a Time to Be Alone. We also cover her day-to-day life as an influencer. You can follow Chidera on Twitter and Instagram at The Slumflower. That's T-H-E-S-L-U-M-F-L-O-W-E-R. Make sure you lock back in on Wednesday. Also, Chidera will be at Shout Out Live Radical Women this Saturday leading a workshop called Choosing Yourself. It's perfect for anyone that's scared of public speaking, starting a solo podcast, or just wanting to gain more confidence in your everyday life. So please do come through. And if you're thinking of starting a podcast or you like the idea of having one, head down to Shout Out Live Radical Women, sponsored by Spotify, this Saturday. It's the podcast crash course I wish I had when I started. Head to solifestival.com and use code RADWOMEN18 to get £10 off. All of these will be in the show notes. If you like how this podcast is made and you think that you can do what I do, then you need to reach out to the Shout Out Network to find out more about membership or the new offering Shout Out Network Studios. Head on over to shoutoutnetwork.co.uk. Be sure to follow Wannabe on Twitter and Instagram at Wannabe Podcast. It has been so much fun to share more of my personal journey and my personal trials and tribulations on the Instagram account. It's wonderful to connect with you. I've been really fostering a wonderful community there. So please do follow at Wannabe Podcast on Instagram. It is really, really lovely there. If you're enjoying this podcast, please do leave a rating and review on iTunes, especially if you have feedback and comments on what you would like to see in next season. I would love to see some more of those. So please do leave a rating and review so that I can know what to do for next time. To get extended show notes listing the tools and resources we've talked about in this episode and past episodes, visit wannabepodcast.com. Show notes are updated every Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on Wednesday. Bye.
I'm John Prideaux, The Economist's US editor, and I'm the host of a new podcast about the 2020 elections and the road to power in America. We'll take you through the ideas and the social changes that are shaping politics in what promises to be an exceptional election year. That's Checks and Balance for the Global View on Democracy in America. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Acast, or your podcast app.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.